and emotion.
Do you believe it? And the Suns run off the court winners.
To get in on the action, call 1-800-4-NBA-TICKS or visit Suns.com. Your Phoenix Suns, making every effort, and they're counting on you to do the same.
And the Suns have won the ball game.
To see me get irate, I'm losing sleep, and it's really keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I got money on a monkey bite. Some chips
and I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
A chimp in black like a gotha going fishing chimp. A British chimp in the bar.
Oh, I like this song. You've heard like a million times.
Yeah. And we're going to follow, the follow-up newsletter will have the link to where you can send postcards with chimpanzees to all your friends on the internet.
Which is a big, big thing right now, if you didn't know.
It's huge. I didn't know.
Huge.
Beyond well, huge.
Of course you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
They have these Starsky and Hutch chimps.
Really?
Yeah. Chimps with jack
boots. You're dressed like Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah.
Speaking of chimps, it's
what?
Ken and Brandon right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there we go. Shall we deal with the blue screen of death issue that the...
Miss Dory?
Fabulous
has?
Dory has. Dory!
Yes?
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I hope you brought your sense of humor.
Oh, I did.
All right.
And a fresh change of underwear.
Excuse me?
Just in case.
Wow.
It might get thick in here.
Ooh, that's getting
hey.
A little...
Hey, I'm... Oh, come
hey,
on.
Hey, you know what? It all depends. Dory, you are experiencing something we don't like to hear about.
Yes, I am experiencing the blue screen of death.
And when did this happen?
Yesterday.
What happened just before it started happening?
My husband was online.
Uh-oh. And what kind of online usage were we doing? We don't know?
Reading a bulletin board.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty benign.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
you
enough.
Suddenly have... Well, first of all, which version of Windows do you have?
ME.
The many errors version?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Windows,
yes.
Many errors.
Yes.
Windows ME and blue screens of death?
Hmm.
Never heard of it.
So
and black screens of death, too.
So uncommon. Well, here's the deal. You told me that you tried, like, ScanDisk and Defrag and all the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, those will do absolutely no good for the blue screen of death. It's kind of like saying, I have a crack in my foundation and the plumbing is leaking all over into my foundation, so I'm going to wash the windows.
Or the check engine light came on, so I'm going to put in premium unleaded. That should take care of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, these are real superficial little maintenance things that you're trying. You have a major, major foundation issue.
Okay.
If you get a blue screen of death. What that is it's so bad that Windows is saying, "This everybody out of the pool.
I got to halt everything right now because I don't even know how to even start and pick these pieces back up.
It has no idea how to continue.
Okay.
And that generally happens from the installation of a program that overwrites very, very important components in Windows. Oftentimes it's what they call DLL files or dynamic link library files, and we start to get a little technical.
Right.
And if you're getting a kernel error inside of that blue screen of death, then you basically have one of the major components of Windows
mm-hmm.
that has been corrupted. Now, the solution.
The solution gets to be very difficult, and there's two different roads you kind of travel down.
Okay.
It's either... Back up your critical data, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Wipe the thing out and start all over, which is the kind of quickest route in the beginning, but longest in the long term, because you have to reinstall programs and set up all your settings and bring back all your data into it, and there's lots that has to happen. Or you have to go the whole other route, which is somebody who really knows what they're doing with Windows that can get in, tear out all the junk, and kind of fix things up.
If you can identify, since this happened yesterday, this is a good thing, so you can try to identify anything that was installed in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into the add remove programs in Windows ME.
Yes.
So in other words, restart from scratch. Don't
actually,
run
there's a system restore in Windows ME that if you haven't disabled it, you can go back in time.
Yes, you can. You can try that as well. Are you familiar with the system restore?
No.
Okay, well, let's go down the path I was talking about first. If you go to the control panel and add remove programs,
mm-hmm.
Windows ME, I'm pretty sure, also gives you dates and times, doesn't it? You can sort it by install date.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can look to see what was installed in the last couple of days, or if your husband remembers seeing, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can try uninstalling the program. 9 times out of 10, it'll absolutely do no good because the damage has already been done. But it's a possibility. The second option in Windows ME is if you have not disabled the system restore, just go to the help screen.
It should be at Start, Programs, Accessories, then system tools, and then there should be something that says system restore. From there, it should be kind of wizardish based, where it walks you through, and it's it takes a little bit of reading and kind of understanding. But
what it'll do is try to transport you back in time.
It's like having a DeLorean and going 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
With how many? 1.88 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts.
21 gigawatts.
What's wrong with you,
well,
Doc?
Well, I'm inflation.
Okay.
That system restore, the utility is designed, and it doesn't always work perfectly, but it's designed to keep kind of like slices of time. It takes like a photocopy of your machine at different time increments,
uh-huh.
And it's designed that you can go back to any of those kind of snapshots at any point in the past. So what you do is you'd say, okay, it was working fine 2 days ago, so I'm going to go ahead and go back to 2 days ago. Now remember, anything that's happened in the last 2 days is going to be gone. So any emails you've received
not necessarily
may not be there. And it's
yeah, your data files and emails may or may not be there, really depending upon what you're using and which service and so on and so forth. So, but understand that that is one of the ramifications of using the system restore, is that something that you've done in the last couple of days may not be there again.
Okay, I've got one other question for you. I was listening, obviously, to the previous caller.
Yes.
And you said that it was big boo-boo gong if in safe mode.
Yes.
In safe mode, it froze.
Yes, that's not good. We already expect that, because the fact that you're getting the blue screen of death is telling us you got a major issue. That doesn't happen for casual things. That's a very major issue.
The other option, if it's not something that's been installed, is that there's some piece of hardware that has suddenly gone bad. Something has happened to a major component in your system. That's not as likely the case, but can always be a possibility. So if any of these other things we've talked about don't work, then it's time to seek out some professional or somebody who knows a lot more than you kind of advice.
Hey, guess why we've been fixing computers and staying real busy for 15 years? There's just no single answer to any problem. I mean, there's so complicated.
Well, none that work.
Yeah,
I can give you a single answer. The number is 6.
Yes. Wow. Never thought of that.
She thought that was funny.
Yeah.
There's one. See, I told you somebody thinks I'm funny.
So kind of approach these areas one at a time and see if you can't kind of rule out as much stuff as you can.
All right.
Do you have a good backup of your critical data?
Yes.
Okay. So if yes, not, go ahead and get that first.
Dory, we're so proud of you for following that.
I know.
The biggest piece of advice that we could ever give is right there.
We either have the most, what's the word I'm looking at? They're very smart users of computers, or we have a bunch of liars.
Dory, thanks for the call.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy the season.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Happy holidays. What are you doing?
The backup column that you just
already
wrote.
Talked
is a
about
good
it.
Thing.
She says she has backed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in good shape. She's been listening to us, and she's smart. She backs the stuff up so that when stuff happens, it's not detrimental forever.
I thought I missed something.
A plethora of backups.
Yeah, exactly. So that all those holiday screensavers don't trash your machine, right?
Yes, they'll destroy it.
Yeah, stay away from those things. All right, we got one segment to go here. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and C.Cab. Chris from Data Doctors here talking computers with you. We got one more segment. We'll try to answer a few more emails and calls. 602-277-5827. Back after this break.